You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 163.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy Alex here, and I have a Q&A episode where that's not going to be much Q&A from the perspective of me answering other people's questions, but more Q&A that was thrown at my man, Mark Evans, DM over at our Holiday Mastermind, which happened on the 1st of this month. So depending on when you're listening to this, and I don't know if you've heard the previous Q&A episode that was released about a week ago, but on Friday, December 1st, my good buddy and I, Eric Stark, came together, and we essentially hosted a mastermind, which we called the Holiday Mastermind, with some high-level investors here in the South Florida area. And the entire goal was to raise money to help kids and families that were impacted by Hurricane Irma, which hit here, South Florida, a couple of months ago at this point, whenever it was. And so, you know, last week we went on the 16th, we went to an impact day, and we essentially, you know, interacted with the kids, the families. We handed out, you know, all the toys and gift cards and everything. You know, a lot of investors and a lot of family and friends and the just community came together, and we made an impact and helped people that were, you know, displaced by the hurricane, didn't have money. A lot of these people, it's crazy, but you know, you kind of see it on the news and it doesn't really resonate until you go out there and you actually see it in person. Some of these people don't have houses to go to. You give them something very simple, and a lot of them are just very grateful for it. So anyways, we raised, I want to say over $15,000 for just off of that mastermind. You know, everybody in there had to make a sizable donation. And I touched on it in the last episode, and I had a lot of people that were curious that not only did they want to participate in the next Holiday Mastermind, this is something that Eric and I are going to do and host on a yearly basis to raise a bunch of money and, you know, impact people that really need it, but spend an entire day together with high-level thinkers and achievers and mastermind, help each other's businesses grow. And what was really cool is that, you know, a lot of people would think that, oh, I don't want to mastermind with people in my market because I don't want to share. And it was the exact opposite. Matter of fact, that was part of the criteria to be invited is, hey, listen, you know, everybody that was in there had an abundant mentality, and that wasn't an issue at all. Everybody was super forthcoming and everybody was trying to help each other. And the day was just awesome. I mean, I think we had 18, 19 people in the room. And, you know, we had a bunch of hot seats and a bunch of just roundtable discussions. And pretty much everybody walked away, you know, just having received a tremendous amount of value and just the relationships that were built that one day, which is why I'm always encouraging people to invest in themselves, invest in your network and in your community, because it's going to pay dividends in the long run. It really is. And so anyways, I connected with Mark Evans and I asked him, hey man, you know, come out here and can you say a few words and just kind of open it up to Q&A. And Mark's just a super cool down to earth dude. And he came by with his COO, Peter, who's also an awesome guy. And yeah, man, Mark, you know, shared a bunch of things with us for about a good half hour, you know, part of it was Q&A. And, you know, every time I kind of connect with Mark and I talk to him, I walk away from the conversation just that much smarter or thinking slightly different. And there was a bunch of takeaways that I got, not only from Mark, but from several people in the room, you know, people that went up on the hot seat, conversations we had on the side on breaks. And I'm, you know, Eric and I are just really looking forward to hosting the next one, but I kind of compiled 10 to 15, you know, key takeaways that I wanted to share with you. And I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to break this up into probably a two-part episode, just depending on how long this one goes. And so coming off the top, you know, one of the things I always do whenever I go to an event, a mastermind, a meeting is I use Evernote and I jot down all my notes. And then at the end, you know, usually it's pages and pages of notes, I'll highlight or bold the things that jump out at me, the things that really resonate with me or things that I want to move forward, implement, you know, things I really want to spend some more time thinking about. And so what I've done is I've boiled my notes down to about 10 to 15 bullets here that I kind of want to share with you. I know depending on when you're listening to this, when this is being released, you know, Christmas is like right around the corner. And so, you know, hopefully you're getting a lot out of this podcast. And I really do pour kind of everything I have into this, you know, my heart. Like I open up, a lot of people come to me and, you know, I've had comments thrown my way. Like, you know, aren't you kind of worried about like sharing what you share with and people locally hearing it? And that just comes from a place of there's a lack of abundance in their mentality, you know? And the truth is that so many more doors and opportunities have opened up as a result of just me coming on here and just kind of bearing all that. It's just amazing. It's been all good. And I'm really not worried about someone taking something and implementing it. Matter of fact, I'm encouraging it. Like go use something you hear and implement it in your business. Go make more money, you know, go impact others. And it all just comes around. So anyway, want to start from the top here. So really first thing is, ask yourself what you want, right? And that sounds very simple, but I think there's a lot of people that are trying to be someone else, or they're trying to mimic the same path of success that somebody else has gone through. Model others, but find your own way. You know, there's too many people that are trying to be copycats and emulate someone. And again, I think it's important to model successful people, but stay true to who you are and stay true to what you want. So a lot of people just honestly don't take the time to sit down and think and write down what do they want? Because the truth is that most people just don't know. And it takes time to think. It takes time to ask yourself these deep level questions and really figure out what it is you want. Because if you don't know what you want, how do you know what you're going to get, right? Or how can you expect to get something when you don't even know what you want? Or just be totally unrealistic with your expectations if you haven't put in the time, right? So stop trying to be someone else. You know, stay true to who you are. Like there's only one you, so be that person. So that's the first one. Second one is kind of along the same lines, but slightly different, is self-awareness. You know what you're good at. You know, what are your unique abilities? And I've touched on that in previous episodes. That's something that Mark really touches on as well, is what do you bring to the marketplace? What is your unique genius zone or your unique ability? Spend some time thinking about that, figure out what that is, and then play in that space. You know, double down, triple down on those unique abilities that you bring that others might not have. Okay. Third is you got to invest in yourself, people. Like stop trying to save pennies, save dollars, cut corners, invest in yourself, whether it's with a coach, a mentor, a mastermind. It could be investing the time that you have into the types of activities like networking, like getting out there. So successful people invest in themselves, like period, point blank, nothing else to it. Okay. Fourth is keep things simple, right? And this is something I'm really looking at, is especially when you try to leverage technology so much to automate and save time, is at the end of the day, just keep things simple. I know very successful old school investors that still do deals with their cell phone, a yellow legal pad and a pen, like straight up. That's it. No CRM. That's it. Like that's how they do deals. And I'm not saying that's what you need to do, but think about how you can simplify your business. You know, simplify your life. The more complicated things get, the harder it is to manage, the harder it is to put systems around it, the harder it is to get the right people to manage and follow those systems and those procedures and those processes. So keep things simple. Next is consistency. And I want you to write this down. It's either consistent or non-existent. That's something that I heard at the Holiday Mastermind, and it really jumped out at me. Consistency with your marketing, consistency with your daily actions, consistency with the way that you think, consistency with, you know, being intentional about who you want to connect with, what it is you want, what kind of value you want to give to other people. Be consistent. It could be consistent in how you eat, consistency in how you work. You can apply consistency to everything. Okay. So remember, it's either consistent or non-existent. Next, and then I'll probably knock out another couple here, and the rest are going to be revealed on part two, which will be released next week, depending on when you're listening to this, is thinking big. And I think this ties into what I spoke about on episode 161, right? So if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to that episode, I spent the first half of it talking about thinking big, and I shared a personal story of a conversation between DM and I. And then I talked about eliminating seller's remorse on that episode. So if you go to flipempire.com/episode161, you can catch that there. But think big, right? It takes just as much time, thought, and energy to think big or small. So think big, you know, challenge yourself and don't be surprised by what you get, because you think big and you take the right types of actions, and more times than not, you're going to hit your mark or get pretty damn close to it. So next is not only think big, but surround yourself with big thinkers and high achievers. You know, one of the stories that Mark shared was he was at a cigar bar in Boca Raton, and he was talking to a dude that I think was worth like $400 million or something. And it kind of got him thinking like shit, like, you know, I need to, like, I got to put things in motion. Like, what is it I need to do to kind of elevate my game, right? And this is someone that's just super, super successful and is impacting others in a big way. And yet he's still thinking big, right? So regardless of where you are in your business or how much money you make or whatever level you're at, think bigger. Like, think about, not only think bigger, but surround yourself with people that are thinking big. You know, every time I connect with people at a mastermind, or I surround myself with, you know, a certain number of people, I always walk away like thinking to myself, I really got to step my game up. Like, I'm not doing anything yet, you know, and that's how you have to, that's what surrounding yourself with these types of high achievers and thought leaders, that's what it does to you. You know, you start to kind of not become them, but you start to take that mentality, and it really forces you to elevate your game. And then the last one that actually, you know what I'm going to do? The last one is, this is an area that a lot of people have reached out to me about. It's about hiring A players. It's about team building. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to save the next five or six that I have here for the next episode. And we'll get into it there. So let me know what you guys think. If you guys want to connect with me, if you have any interest in the Holiday Mastermind, you know, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. In the subject line, put Holiday Mastermind. It's something Eric and I are thinking about doing twice a year to raise money for to impact others. And so we're definitely going to be doing that moving forward. And then if you guys want to connect with me, whether it's through one-on-one coaching, which I'm not doing that much of, you know, if matter of fact, I'm only working with one person right now, and I might be looking to work with one other person. If you're interested in that, you can go to flipempire.com/coaching. Or if you're interested in more of a small group consulting program through the Inner Circle, go to flipempire.com/application, and you can go through that process. We can connect and just see, you know, which makes sense, if any. Either way, you know, you'll walk away with a call having received value. So I really appreciate you guys. Thank you. You know, have a safe holiday season, depending on when you're listening to this. And I really, really look forward to what's to come in 2018. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.